A reading from Matthew chapter 11, verses 2 to 11. When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of the Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with this question: "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal palaces. Then why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet, this is the one about whom it is written, 'Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you.' Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord. We have just sang the antiphon in Shona, one of the Zimbabwean local languages, and it means, "Rejoice in the Lord, for he is near." The common theme running through today's readings is one of joy and encouragement. The readings from Isaiah, James, and Matthew stress the need for patience in those awaiting the reawakening of Jesus in their hearts and lives. The writers encompass the message of hope for people almost in every generation. Today is called Gaudete Sunday, for today's Mass opens with the joyous antiphon, "Rejoice in the Lord always." A rose candle is also lit, as in one hand, the first reading, the prophet encourages the Jews in Babylon, the exile land, to believe that God is going to save them and transform their lives. On the other hand, James the Apostle, in the second reading, encourages the early Christians to be patient, because the coming of the Lord is at hand. Finally, Matthew shows Jesus taking the encouraging role to enable John the Baptist accept Jesus' healing and preaching ministry as the fulfillment of the messianic prophets, as indicated by Isaiah. Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? John's experience is not new to most of us Christians. The times and days you and I faced a faith crisis situation. Take courage, do not despair. If John the Baptist, even after having had a direct encounter with Jesus the Messiah, could doubt and question his faith, then so can we. I, for one, have faced horrifying doubts, and behold, these experiences helped me to get a deeper understanding of how the faith crisis experience could play a role in my spiritual and emotional development, and thereby such experiences act as a testimony on the journey when we meet others who will be in a storm or nursing and surviving its effects. This Gaudete Sunday is a message to all who are faced with these harsh realities of life, that be it moments of doubt, betrayal, disillusionment, we are indeed in good company. We too should be encouraged by today's readings that our lives and situations can also be transformed if we are patient and place our trust in God. We rejoice at the thought that Jesus is going to be reborn in our lives, and our manger situations, deepening in us His gifts of love, mercy, forgiveness, and the spirit of humble and sacrificial service during this Christmas season. What Jesus commanded John's disciples, He commands us as well. Go and tell others what you hear and see.